America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As much time as I thought, and it leads to a turnover, so we'll see.
All right, what's the baseball schedule? What are we doing right now?
We're in Clearwater, hanging with our old buddy Jason Wallace and his family, just doing a little camp out here at Eckerd College, which is just kind of a for fun camp. But we just finished up what they call the Perfect Game Classic Series. You get invited and you go down, you get put on a team. He did it last year, his team, because the whole championship bracket got rained out last year, was declared co-champions.
Ah, there we go. Defending champs.
Them and the team, one of the Georgia teams. And so this year he got put on Coastal, which I know Memphis is a very coastal city.
Yeah, of course,
somehow.
Yeah.
But we were told that the coach came in last minute and said, I want to pick my guys if I'm going to do this, because he wasn't scheduled to do it. And I guess saw that Austin, had played in it the year before and done okay and was a utility guy. So he picked him up. And he would get GM of the year because his team went 6-0, run ruled everybody, and they won the championship. And I was proud of Austin because there's some really, really talented kids down there. And he competed at a very, very strong level and played some of his best baseball. So it's fun to watch. So we just left Fort Myers. You're a baseball guy. The Twins, boy, they got to meet their number one prospect, Walker Jenkins, who was the fifth overall pick in the Skeens draft and out of high school. And he is he's got it. He's going to be a good one. So it was a fun trip so far. We're going to come back, and then he'll do the Ole Miss baseball camp next week down there, spend the night with those kids and do the overnight deal. And then we'll figure it out. I think he's got an all-star thing in St. Louis, and then we hit August and get ready to start playing again.
Jeffrey never stops. He's got to be buzzing right now, right?
There's moments you can't, as a parent, you can't plan for.
Yeah.
And when they happen, there's no amount of money you could have paid that would take it away.
Yeah.
Seeing him... these kids, none of them knew each other except for a couple. There was a couple kids from Puerto Rico that came together, and then a couple from Florida that played on the same travel team. But for the most part, none of them knew each other, and they played as a group. I mean, they played like they had been together for years, and then seeing him they give you a championship belt to take a picture with and give you a ring, and seeing him do that made it all worthwhile. I'd travel across the country to see moments like that.
Well, I'm happy for you and for Austin, buddy, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks, brother.
That is Eric Hasseltine, of course, the Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play host. Another one of our friends of the program is Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the summer of 1,000 engagements right now. It's going on, and you can save 40% off all engagement rings, and you can get a free summer vacation because Robert Irwin Jewelers gives free vacations with purchases of $24.95 or more. It's just another reason why you should go an engagement ring shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For the price of $24.95 or more, you can get a three-night stay, a hotel stay, in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, and Las Vegas. If you spend $49.95 or more, you can get a $500 airfare credit, a three-night stay at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Bahamas, or select Caribbean islands. Spend $79.95 or more, you can get a four-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit, or get a $500 airfare credit plus a three-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas. That also includes a $200 Visa gift card. It's really simple. Go buy your ring and then either pop the question on the trip or maybe celebrate the trip or celebrate the engagement on the trip. It's where I bought my wife's engagement ring. I cannot recommend them enough. It's one of the easiest purchasing processes you can have. You can also ask now and pay later with great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or take up to 60 months to pay with a low APR. Five locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices, right there at Robert Irwin Jewelers. When we come back, let's get into the list. We'll do that next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
ESPN.
Free and Company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Yeah, Jerry Palm.
You just made the list!
John, I can't think of anything more important on July 11th than some bracketology. But we got a fresh set of brackets. Jerry Palm updated his bracket today, right before we hit the air, at 157. And I have good news, Tiger fans. The tourney drought will end. He has the Tigers back in the tournament as the 10 seed. Here's actually what I really take away from this, though. And this is, I think, going to be perhaps the reality of life in the whatever this version of the AAC is. The AAC, according to Jerry Palm, is a one-bid league.
And still only a 10 seed, huh?
Correct. And so now you're in that position where, like, I mean, obviously there's a reason why you play the season, but it would not surprise me if we got to next year and we realized the only way that it's a multi-bid league is if Memphis doesn't win the tournament and Memphis's resume gets them in as an at-large team. I think it's going to be really hard for this team to have multiple bids.
Well, that projected seeding, too, would kind of speak, Jeffrey, that Memphis might have some significant struggles with the non-conference portion of the schedule, and then, you know, kind of maybe make up the wins and losses in conference play, because, you know, a 10 seed is, you know, I mean, it's not certainly, it's great if it comes to pass and they do end the tournament drought, you know, that's fantastic, but it doesn't portend a lot of tournament success, because you'll most likely run up against that 2 seed in the next game.
Yeah, I mean, if, again, we are somewhat acknowledging the reality of the moment, he would have him matched up with Rutgers. And again, if I'm gonna play a power team, like Rutgers is kind of the one that I want to play, because they typically grind it out, and it's like there's always gonna be a chance to knock them off. They would be matched up with Auburn as the 2 seed. This is the Midwest region. Auburn would be playing St. Peter's. At the top half of the bracket, it would be fun. You have Kansas, Michigan State, Tennessee. He also includes Clemson, so that's a team that Memphis does play. And then the 3 seed would be Purdue, and the 6 seed would be Xavier. Creighton would be the 4. So, I mean, if indeed that wound up being the regional, that would be a fun regional to be in.
Well, and there you go, Jeffrey, just automatically writing Auburn's name in pen over St. Peter's there, right?
Yes. Now that St. Peter's doesn't have Dougie, I don't trust them to be the St. Peter's. St. Peter's is going to be that team that's going to pop up on the bracket, and you're going to advance them for like the next 15 years. Just because of that one run, and I feel like they're never going to win a game again.
Yeah, I mean, but in all seriousness, though, if Memphis can get back to the tournament, you know, I mean, whatever seed they are, that's going to be a fantastic accomplishment. But, you know, a 10 seed is going to be tough, and it does, you know, speak to the realities of this conference, to where you have to, you know, in order to get the RPI up, you have to, you know, schedule a lot of, you know, a very challenging non-conference schedule. But then, of course, you know, with a new team and so many new faces, you run the risk of, you know, getting off to slow starts,
for sure.
You know, while everybody's kind of getting up to speed. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But nothing brings more joy to my heart than a July bracket, and it's going to probably be the first of what, like 600 or 700 between now and then, just from Jerry Palm by himself.
Yeah, I mean, what I think when you get to like tournament time, I think it's like updated
pretty much hourly, right?
I think he does 3 a week, because he's big on let the games play out. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to note, here would be some teams that the Tigers would play that are included in the bracket. Missouri's in the first 4. They'd be taking on NC State. That, of course, a Tiger opponent. Palm has Ole Miss as a 6 seed. That also another opponent. Mississippi State as a 9 seed. Does he have USF? I was trying to think if he had any others that come to mind. Clemson is included. That's all. That would be a road game this year. I do not see Virginia, and I don't see USF. A couple other notes for local teams. Again, as mentioned, Ole Miss at 6, Mississippi State a 9 seed. Arkansas, he has Cal with his first team as a 4 seed in the West region. Kentucky, he does have returning to the tournament as a 7 seed. So, I mean, it's very brand heavy, I will say that.
It is. And you know, I mean, predicting these tournament seedings are you know, always going to have an element of difficulty to them. But, I mean, I would imagine, you know, the Jerry Palms of the world and these guys that do this bracketology, their life has just been made, you know, that much more.
Just trying to keep up with the rosters. Just, yeah,
exactly.
Project, yeah.
Exactly. That's where I was getting, trying to keep up with the rosters, because you don't know you know, from week to week, it's you know, it's not always certain who's gonna be on campus.
Heck, it's not even. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Like, I mean, Naquan Tomlin was not on the team, but he was at Kansas State first semester, and then second semester he was in Memphis.
It's interesting. It's definitely a new world we're in. But hopefully they can get it done. I mean, I know that would go a long way to, you know, at least easing some of the growing concerns this fan base seems to have.
Bill Belichick.
You just made the list.
Yeah, Bill Belichick has added a second media job for the upcoming season. The CW Network announced that Belichick will be one of the analysts on Inside the NFL. I did not realize Inside the NFL was now on the CW. That was also news to me in this story. Belichick, who coached the New England Patriots to 6 Super Bowl titles during his 24 years at the helm, will also appear on the Manning cast during ESPN's Monday Night Football. Belichick also joined the Pat McAfee show for its NFL draft coverage in April and is also scheduled to appear weekly on the show during the season. Belichick will join Ryan Clark, Chad Johnson, and Chris Long on the program. Quote, I'm thrilled to join my new team at NFL Films and to work on such a historic television franchise. I've always appreciated Inside the NFL's depth of analysis, and I hope to bring the same detailed insight to the CW by talking real football with real pros, Ryan, Chris, and Chad, this upcoming season. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, Bill did not write that. That's the other thing. I was also thinking about this. So, of course, we got Bill living the retiree lifestyle. He's got the new, she's 23. He's got like a 23, 24-year-old girlfriend. My wife brought up a good point. How do his kids feel? I'm pretty sure she's younger than all three of his kids. That has got to be beyond weird.
Well, how old is Bill Belichick now?
72, I believe.
Well, I would imagine his kids are old enough to be this woman's parents. I mean,
I think Steven's like in his 30s, but maybe one of them is. But it's just like, that is bizarre to me. Like, there is kind of like a tip of the cap, like, I guess you can get it. But like, that is, what are the conversations between a 72 and 24-year-old?
Yeah, I can only think of one thing, Jeffrey, and I'm trying to behave.
Well, I'm here as a guest,
and I'm trying to behave.
That was the ring video. Like that's what we remember when we saw the ring video that came out of him leaving like Nantucket at a house. People have connected the dots that was the fresh young lady.
Yeah, the thing about Bill Belichick is, and we really never saw this when he was coaching the Patriots because you know he just had so little tolerance for any media members. You know, he couldn't even answer the questions a lot of the time. It was pained him to answer. But I suspect, and I think we've seen it actually, that the Bill Belichick has a sneaky good sense of humor, a sneaky good personality. You know, it might be the kind of guy you actually would want to hang out and maybe talk football with. So if this, you know, if that can kind of translate to this job on the air, I mean, I think that would be a good thing. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Inside the NFL was like the show to go for your nerd stuff, your football stuff, your football nerd stuff. It was really helpful, I think, for a particular generation and age group of football fans to you know, to kind of learn the ins and outs and inner workings of the game. I mean, now there's, you know, 100 Twitter accounts you can go to and get that same kind of stuff at your fingertips. But back then, there was nothing like that.
No, and I think that the thing that's interesting to me is, does this signal anything about his coaching future? Because we know that he tried to get the Falcons job and that fell through. I do notice, because I watched him some on the McAfee with the draft, and it was pretty good. I have also noticed kind of a softening of his image, and I'm trying to connect the dots. I think he wants to coach again. I think when you're that close to the record, you're trying to coach again. And it felt like much of what was used against him was like the cold demeanor, whatnot. And so I'm wondering if this is kind of a conscientious choice of, let's start going on these programs, soften the image a bit. He's been smiling more. He's been cracking jokes a lot more. Like, I'm wondering if that's kind of an image move to try and when jobs come open this upcoming fall, inevitably.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, in my gut, I feel like he's probably not going to coach again. Does he want to? I mean, yeah, that's a question we don't know. And maybe this makeover, lovable Bill Belichick is along the lines of that. But, you know, if that would entice a team to hire him, Jeffrey, I mean, when he actually got into the locker room and got back into coaching, I mean, he'd still be the same.
No, I think we'd go back. I mean, the real question is this image rehab, or is this, hey, this is like the career after football? And I can see it either way, but like I did notice he is presenting himself very differently than he has previously. Now, part of that is you have to, like, if you're going to be on television, you can't be the
more on us, I'm sorry.
that's definitely not gonna fly on TV. I mean, he's you know, he's got to open up a little bit to us, Jeffrey, and you know, let us see that that lovable, you know, Bill Belichick that his young girlfriend has found
to be the love of her life.
Let us see what she sees in him, Jeffrey.
Yes, that's, I don't know if I want to see that. Speaking of fired coaches, Greg Berhalter.
You just made the list!
Yeah, Greg Berhalter has been fired as the manager of the United States men's national team, effective immediately, the U.S. Soccer Federation confirmed on Wednesday. If we're talking soccer, don't we have to write Greg Berhalter's been sacked?
Well, I
would hope, right?
I think we do, yeah.
I wish that's something we'd adopt. Like, now we go... Like, I love how the U.K., like, can't wait to fire someone, sack someone, and now we've come up with, like, all these, like, just soft languages to say, like, oh, they've mutually parted ways, or they couldn't reach an agreement. It's like, he was fired. They were happy with him. They would have brought him back.
Well, you know, in the UK, they have a sack race.
Yes.
You know, if a couple of teams are struggling, they'll break out the old sack race and see who gets it first. But, no, I agree with you. I think it's a kind of cool way to say
I love it.
You're gone.
Yeah, you are gone. The announcement comes in the wake of the team's poor showing at the 2024 Copa America, in which the host failed to get past the group stage after defeats to Uruguay and Panama. It was the first time that the U.S. men's national team was eliminated from the group stage of a World Cup, Copa America, or the Gold Cup that it hosted. Okay, so, John, with your fundamental soccer knowledge, I call on you because I've always had this issue. Whether you go back to Bruce Arenas, Jurgen Klinsmann, Greg Berhalter, I feel like I keep going through this same cycle of it's always the coach's fault. And I keep coming back to, is it really the coach's fault? Because, like, I could watch the U.S. soccer, and to me, this was one of the first times that I felt like when you watched them in Copa, you're like, this team should be better. Like, they looked faster, more athletic. Like, their performance didn't live up to what my eyes said they should be doing.
Yeah, it's definitely complicated, Jeffrey. This particular team, I think, should have been better. I don't think, and I think a lot of it has to do with the relative ease of the group. I mean, Bolivia, Panama, that's,
correct?
You know, that's six guaranteed points, Jeffrey.
Yes.
I mean, there
should have been at least.
It should have been there. You know, and they got the red card against Panama, and of course, obviously, it's always hard to win with 10 men, whatever. But you know, that's a very advanceable group. You know, the only team that, you know, should have given any trouble is Uruguay on paper. So from that perspective, you know, I don't know how much of this particular tournament was the fault of the coach. I think it's more, Jeffrey, kind of like what we saw with Tubby Smith. It's just a situation where it's just untenable with the fan base. With the fan base. I mean, there was a huge outcry on social media after the tournament ended. You know, Berhalter's got to go. You know, people calling for boycotts. You know, all this kind of stuff. That's, you know, there's just such a groundswell of. You know, he's got to go. I mean, it just became like an untenable situation, and where it's, you know, there's just no repairing it. There was no repairing this relationship between, you know, Berhalter and the national team and the fans after this tournament. So I think firing him was probably the only thing they could have done, because I think, you know, on some level it would have really cratered interest, you know, among the fan base.
So to me, the other thing is, because I kind of agree with you, I think also it was just a mistake to bring him back. Like, I understand the premise of the whole investigation and whatnot. Like, that felt incredibly petty, and that felt like daddy ball at its finest. Once you made that decision to fire him, it was always going to be, like, I just don't know how he's going to command the locker room. Like, that always seemed odd to me. But to me, the bigger issue is, okay, it's fine if you fire him. Like, we're all cool and good with that. But it all comes back to the same people that hired him are the people that are firing him. And why should I believe that this is going to be different? Because everything that you read, you're not left with a lot of confidence in the people that run the men's national team.
No, you're not. And you know, of course, the big name floated out there immediately after was Klopp, Jurgen Klopp from Liverpool. I mean, he said he's not going to do it, according
to... Well, then there's like the other thing. It's like Jurgen made $19 million last year at Liverpool. Berhalter made $2.2 million, which, by the way, that's good money for considering how, like, little success they had. But that's a wide gap. Like, are you telling me, like, all of a sudden that they're just going to go and pay $25 million to go get Klopp? Like, that to me seems, that seemed like it was never possible.
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless Klopp's, you know, going to come way down on his salary demands, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think that was ever realistic. I think, you know, more obtainable candidates would be somebody like Herve Renard, the manager of the French women's national team, or maybe somebody like Patrick Vieira, the former Arsenal player, former World Cup winner with France, who's managing, in France now. You know, maybe someone like Marcelo Gallardo from Argentina. I mean, those, I think, are more realistic, obtainable targets. And all of those guys are really, really good coaches, and they've, you know, had their share of success doing what they do. It strikes me, Jeffrey, as, you know, when you fire a coach, you know, you certainly want to have a list of names at least.
The plan?
Yeah, the plan. You got to have some names in your back pocket. And I certainly hope they didn't put all the eggs in the Klopp basket, because I don't see that happening. I mean, you know, hopefully they've got a fallback, but you know, we'll see. I mean, I 2026, Jeffrey, is a big year. It's a World Cup year. You know, it's going to be here in the U.S. I mean, you know, we do have a good group of players. We've got a really, really promising young group of players that, you know, have the potential to do some damage here in the World Cup. I think they need the right man. I mean, this is the most important hire in the history of the national team, in my opinion. And I hope for the sake of U.S. soccer that they get it right.
So, if you're running the search, what do they actually need? Because to me, like, that seems to be the real question, because it always feels like they kind of go back and forth on, you know, well, we need a guy that's with them from day one, and then, well, no, now we need a tactician. Like, what should be targeted? Because I completely agree with you. Whether or not people realize it, in 2026, it is going to be a big deal when the World Cup's here, and like, it's the biggest opportunity that they're going to have, and if they don't show up, like, we're just going to stop caring.
I think they need a couple of things, Jeffrey. I think they need a tactician. I think they need a man manager, and I think they need a motivator. The problem with the national team that you don't see with countries like Italy, France, you know, Germany, places like that, is the national team members that are playing in Europe.
Yeah,
they're not getting a lot of minutes,
yes.
You know, for, by and large, for the most part, you know, they're a lot of times they're playing in reserve matches. They're on the bench a lot of the time. So when they come to the national team, when the national team comes together, it's, you know,
they're not in form.
They're not in form, but you know, they haven't played much, and it's just the thing where, you know, tactics, I think, and squad management, and like you're saying about Memphis Tigers roster construction, I think those are the kind of things that can compensate for that in a lot of respects. So I think those are the most important things.
Should I have any hope that this time it's going to be different? Because it seems to me the big question is going to be, like, if the same people are still making the decisions, it causes me grave concern.
Yeah, and U.S. soccer at the top is, you know, probably the most cliquish, you know, body in all of sports. I mean, it rivals you know, it rivals FIFA. It rivals the, you know, the International Olympic
Committee. Seems to be going along the sport.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not alleging any type of, you know, crookedness or anything like that. But it's very cliquish. It's very insidery. And you know, these are the people that think they're the smartest people in the room. And you know, a lot of time there's not a lot of other voices. So my hope, Jeffrey, is that it would be different. I think the coach in soccer can make a lot of an impact. More so of an impact than maybe some other sports, like maybe basketball and you know, the manager in baseball, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the federation to get this right. And like I said, I hope they can, because it's a very, very pivotal, you know, summer coming up in 2 years' time.
Jamal Adams.
You just made the list.
Yeah. The Tennessee Titans have reached a deal with free agent safety Jamal Adams, the team announced Thursday. The seven-year veteran, Adams, a seven-year veteran, spent the past four seasons with the Seahawks before being released on March the 5th. The team currently has Amani Hooker and Elijah Molden listed as its starting safeties. Adams will compete for one of these starting spots. I do not see financial terms disclosed. I think it's a move that makes sense. Like, in the end, maybe he doesn't have a lot left in the tank, but this feels very low risk because whenever you hear it announced without financial terms and the team announces it, it means the agent didn't want it out there, which means probably very team friendly.
Yeah, I would say that. Low risk, high reward. You know, I agree with you. There's no harm in bringing a player like that in there to compete for a spot. I mean, you're always going to have injuries. You're always going to have, you know, extra coverages and things like that. Need extra DBs on the field. I mean, you know, that's a guy that can fill that role. So, I like it. I mean, certainly don't think it's going to. You know, I don't think it's the difference between, Super Bowl or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, you always got to have guys like that on your roster. It's good to have as many football players, Jeffrey, as you can.
All right. I wanted to put CBS Sports because in addition to the bracketology update, we also had, I believe there was a ranking of the Mount Rushmores of colleges based on college programs, based on their NFL success.
I do.
And that was truly, like, I wanted to give that content item a standing ovation because of that was like the most summer thing I could possibly think of. And like that was a new take. That was a new take on what we'd normally see in ranking seasons.
I do love a good Mount Rushmore, Jeffrey.
But I mean, this one was. It's not only just a Mount Rushmore, it was also a Mount Rushmore. So, like, the idea would be, I believe Pitt was their number one seed, so it was like Dan Marino, Tony Dorsett, so Larry Fitzgerald. But the whole idea was, so you take the college programs, and so it's not like the best college players. It was based on
their NFL season.
Here we go. I found it through my history. All right.
I think you could do better than Pitt, to be honestly. Now,
so, well, let's go through it.
I haven't looked at this.
But. So, Mount Rushmore, of course, you only get four. Dan Marino, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald, Tony Dorsett.
That's a good four.
All right. Two was USC with Ronnie Lott, Junior Seau, Anthony Munoz, and O.J. Simpson. All right. Three was Miami, Ray Lewis, Warren Sapp, Ed Reed, Michael Irvin. Of course, if you needed a quarterback, you'd have Jim Kelly from there as well. Alabama at four, John Hanna, Don Hudson, Bart Starr, Derek Thomas.
They went all the way back to Don Hudson. Huh?
That one caught me by surprise. Syracuse at five, Jim Brown, Marvin Harrison, John Mackey, and Jim Ringo. Interesting, not a lot of quarterbacks. That's Florida State at six with Deion, Biletnikoff, Walter Jones, and Derek Brooks. God, that defense would hit you. SMU comes in at seven. That's a shocker. With Raymond Berry, Eric Dickerson, Forrest Gregg, and Doak Walker. Penn State at eight. Franco Harris, Jack Ham, Lenny Moore, Chuck Bednarik. Notre Dame finally makes an appearance at nine. Joe Montana, Alan Page, Tim Brown, Nick Buonsanti.
Nick Buonaconi?
There you go.
He was a linebacker for the Dolphins in the in the early 70s, I think, when they were at their heyday. I didn't know he went to Notre Dame, though. But
I didn't know how to say his name.
Yeah.
Ohio State, this was also news to me. They have Orlando Pace, Chris Carter, Paul Warfield, Jim Parker. I didn't realize Lou Groza went to Ohio State.
Yeah, Lou the Toe Groza. I don't have everything in front of me, but it seems like you could fit a better fourth from Ohio State than Jim Parker.
Yeah,
honestly, I'm blanking on who that might be right now, but I think you could probably come up with a better one than that.
So we have Michigan at 16, and I'm kind of wondering. This feels underrated. Tom Brady, Charles Woodson, Ty Law, and Dan Dierdorf.
Those are good ones. I mean,
like that should be higher than 16.
I mean, I think Dan Dierdorf's in the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think all four are going to be.
Yeah, and right. Tom Brady will be, and you know the rest are, the other two are, you know, Hall of Fame caliber defensive back. I think Michigan would be a bit underrated this, there, honestly.
And again, I don't enjoy giving Michigan flowers, but you have the greatest quarterback of all time. You have arguably one of the greatest DBs of all time. You have one of the greatest offensive linemen. Like, that just feels, to me very, very below. But I guess credits to CBS Sports. That was a content item that I was not expecting to read They got me.
Well, here's one for you, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. You know, this is guaranteed a top 10, and off the top of my head, I don't know who the other two guys would be. But you know, Jackson State has produced a ton of NFL players. You know, Walter Payton. You know, that alone.
They have him at 15.
Okay, good.
Walter Payton, Robert Brazil, Jackie Slater, Lynn Barney.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie Slater is arguably the best offensive lineman of all time, and you know, Walter Payton's obviously your best running back. That's interesting. I mean,
they sucked me in.
Yeah, it's summer, but I think that's kind of a cool exercise, honestly. And you know, now that I'm thinking about it, Pitt is really, really good. They're really strong. I think maybe Notre Dame could have done a little better. I might before I go to bed tonight, I might dig into that and see if I can tweak that a little bit.
Come up with your own list.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there are people mad online. Someone had the audacity to power rank SEC football coaches, and everyone agreed, totally, 100%. We'll talk about it next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
And the question is, 1 year from today, who is more likely to be coaching a Memphis basketball team? Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams. Or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team. Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay?
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet, because we all know our pits aren't the only place we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've ever tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. Mando controls odor anywhere you have it. My patented Whole Body Deodorant formula has over 200,000 five-star reviews, and because Mando has a 60-day stink-free guarantee, you can try Mando risk-free. Give Mando Whole Body Deodorant a try today and smell like the stink-free man you were intended to be.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 1515 and get an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, two free products of your choice, and ships free with code 1515. Go to shopmando.com, code 1515, for an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack. That's shopmando.com, code 1515.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got choices. You can get natural diamonds or lab-grown diamonds, or you could go to the Bahamas, maybe Mexico, or how about a four-night cruise for two?
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. What's going on?
As part of the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation getaway for two.
That sounds like the RIJ way.
Save up to 40% off during the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, going on now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free finance. See a store for complete details or online at rijewelers.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a Sniff Solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash and Duff from Guns N' Roses, Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Jeffrey Wright and Company, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River in Wynn, Arkansas. Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, I was born in a small town.
All right, John. We got another Matt Online segment, and this is one that's ripe for Matt Online. This is literally the free space on the bingo card. If you're going to power rank SEC head coaches, it's going to get people upset. All right, let's go through the list, and let's see if we will get upset. Number one, Kirby Smart.
Not upset just yet.
I don't even know if there is a second choice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to – now do we even have – nobody else even has a national title. Okay. Two, this is where people started to get upset. So let's see if this upsets you. Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly, LSU. I'm not totally worked up about it, but I reserve the right to go back and be upset at a later date because I'm good. Who's at number three?
Well, this is my thing about Brian Kelly. His overall body of work suggests he's a great coach. Mm-hmm. He has literally won everywhere and won at a very high level. My only issue so far is at LSU, he's basically done what every coach has done, like where you go kind of 9-3. It's like he hasn't differentiated himself. Now, I think what LSU fans would tell you is they are making an effort to just, rather than just, like, Orgeron built one team for a run. They are trying to build more of a program, and they are emphasizing high school recruiting and retaining their players. And so the idea would be, as time goes on, it's a more stable program. I don't have a problem with him being ranked there, but he still hasn't proven to me that, like, he's maximizing the LSU job.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I like the approach, especially the emphasis on the high school recruiting. Jeffrey, I'll be honest with you. I just really don't care for Brian Kelly. So,
oh no, no, I think he's I no. I mean, the fact that he killed the kid at practice and like it was just no, like, nothing to see here. Yeah. That still has always bothered me, especially like the bravado they went about it.
Right. That being said,
some practice tape.
Yeah. Well, practice tape. That being said, I mean, two, I guess, is about right.
All right. Three is Steve Sarkisian.
I'm going to start getting mad, Jeffrey.
Four is Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, I would put DeBoer over Sarkisian, even though he's unproven in the.
If only there was a way to tell. Oh, wait, they both had the same job at Washington, and one guy never won more than 8 games.
And one guy competed in
correct. He got his team to the national title. Also, fun to note, Steve Sarkisian's first 10-win season was last year as a head coach.
Yeah, I'm starting to get mad. I can feel my blood pressure rising a little bit.
Five is Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, I feel like that's about right for Lane.
Yeah.
I think Lane has done a very good job, but let's see. All right, six is Mark Stoops.
I like Mark Stoops. I mean, Kentucky's a really, really hard football job, and I think he's kind of done well with maximizing what Kentucky to be. I mean, I don't think it's realistic for Kentucky football to be expecting to contend for national championships or even playoff berths. But, you know, for what it is, I think he's done a really, really nice job there.
He's also venturing into victim of his own success territory, because I completely agree with you. The Kentucky job clearly has a ceiling. And so he has made them unbelievably consistent. But it's like, okay, when they go up against the teams that have better rosters, they lose. But the bigger problem I think that he has now is when you are getting paid like elite coach at $10 million, it always just brings the, well, what are we paying $10 million for? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think the problem is, because I agree with you, the Kentucky job is clearly capped.
Well, and the, you know, the problem with paying him $10 million is I think when, you know, when Mark Stoops inevitably, you know, leaves Kentucky, you know, I think you're going to really, really see a significant
drop-off.
That
guy did a great job.
Yeah, you'll see, well, you know, Mark Stoops might have been worth that $10 million because that's a really, really hard football job.
All right, 7, Eli Drinkwitz.
I like Eli Drinkwitz. I think he's got a good thing going there at Missouri.
Here's where I am though with Missouri. I acknowledge what they did, what they accomplished last year, and I understand given what they're bringing back, the reason for excitement. I still kind of need to see him do it again. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of one score games that they came out on top of, but at the same time, like, there's no question, like, that roster looks better than any Missouri team we've seen really post like Big 12.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to watch Missouri play football this year because Luther Burden, I mean, that guy is just like,
he's electric.
Yeah, he's going to be my favorite player in college football this year. Last year I was all over the Romo Dunze train, and now that he's moved on, it's full speed with Luther Burden, man. I just love watching that kid play football, and I hope they find a way to maximize him this year.
8 is Josh Heupel. So my initial instinct is 8 feels too low, but then it becomes the question of who you putting him up against. I think I'd flop him and Drinkwitz.
I think I would too. I might be persuaded to even flop him over over Stoops, to be honest with you, but I'm not married to that by any stretch. I mean, I think Josh Heupel's a pretty darn good football coach, and I think, you know, with the way the profile of the SEC has kind of changed over the last, you know, 20, 25 years or so, I think that Tennessee job is a bit harder than it used to be as well. And what makes it harder is the expectations haven't changed. I mean, the expectations are still, you know, where they were after they won the national championship. So, I think it's, you know, maybe not as easy job as we think it is.
So I think that was true for the predecessors. What now, I think right now we're seeing is the Tennessee job in the NIL era, so it's this weird reality of, I don't think the Tennessee job in the 2000s and the 2010s was as good as Tennessee fans think it is, but with everything changing overnight and Tennessee really getting its act together, and also, like, to me, like, starts with leadership. Like, Danny White's a good AD. They have it all going. I think the Tennessee job has now maybe become better than we even recognize, because there's always going to be the passion and the expectations, but at the same time, it's like, they're able to really recruit.
Yeah, they are. They are. It's, you know, Tennessee's going to be a team to really keep an eye on this season. I mean, there's lots of talk that they'll be in the playoff contention. And, you know, if they can, you know, if they can continue to progress, you know, that's just going to solidify Josh Heupel. But, yeah, I think I would definitely put him over Drinkwitz. And, you know, like I said, maybe even Stoops, too, despite my glowing praise just a few minutes ago of Coach Stoops.
Then 9, they have Elko. 10, Hugh Freeze, 11, Brent Venables, 12, Shane Beamer, 13, Billy Napier, 14, Sam Pittman, 15, Clark Lee, 16, Jeff Levy. I mean, to me, it's one of these things where I get fan bases getting upset. When I read this list, though, this doesn't strike me as the list where I go, that was just done for engagement.
No.
There is a case for this order.
There is, and I mean,
I'm going to say it doesn't deserve to be Matt Online.
No, well,
I think it's a fair list. Would it be mine? No, but I still think it's defensible.
That's a fair list. I can't argue with that. Boy, Billy, how far is Billy Napier falling?
Boy.
We talked about him a little bit
yesterday.
The
world stopped for him. I will never, ever forget that. All right, when we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN with the free Odyssey app. Unsportsmanlike ESPN Mornings.
Chris Canty on 92.9.
Jeff Calkins, Jason and John. Jeffrey and Company, The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
Anytime with Rewind. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
This is the story of the one.
As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. When you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $100 no danger first wager. That's right, when you place your first bet in Zen Sports, if the bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger first wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus. And in Tennessee to bet.
Regions Bank presents Goo Goo Dolls live at the Garden. Friday, July 12th at Radiance Amphitheater at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. General admission lawn seating on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by South State Duncan Williams, Duncan Williams Asset Management, AutoZone, True Green, The Lily Company, Gossett Motors, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, and increased organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers, simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, John, for today's Tell Your Story, we got to go to Shedeur Sanders, who yesterday at Big 12 Media Days, when asked about, it was kind of a long wind-up question, but essentially it was, you know, when other teams play you, they get really up for you. How difficult is that? He's like, we know we're everybody's Super Bowl. To be clear, it's not that they're everybody's Super Bowl. What they're mistaking for it is because they talk so much, when they get beat, everybody can't wait to give it back to them.
Well, and if they are everybody's Super Bowl, Jeffrey, then the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings are off the hook because mm-hmm. they lost 8 Super Bowls last
Indeed.
Year. So.
Indeed. The Bills can now rest easy. I want to thank Eric Hasstein for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for John, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Did you know you can listen to all your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN shows anytime with the free Odyssey app featuring Rewind?
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
Miss the Gabe Kuhn Show? Just rewind and listen whenever
whatever you want. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play 92.9 ESPN. And whammo, there we are. It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
All this is was an opportunity to make him look, get him paid again by UConn, coming off of a raise last offseason. Frankly, you can argue he deserves it, though. He went back and won another championship. And then to make him look hot in terms of from that L.A. standpoint, makes them look like they had a plan, like a real plan, instead of just going to get LeBron's friend. But in the end, who will be right? In the end, Shams will be the phoenix rising from the ashes.
Bro, they said that dude was on FanDuel today.
Sick.
And he didn't even discuss it.
Talk about it, bro. He's sick right now.
We're
going to rise up.
He was wrong.
Well, have you seen how many times Woj has gone out of his way?
From the very beginning.
The land before time.
Was the one they wanted.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South, online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers, simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.